Today, we are going to step into action. Welcome to lesson 3 of the first module of Change Your Home, Change Your Life. Now, you had the chance to sleep over your ideal day a couple of times. It has probably started to filter through your system, so to speak, and to become more tangible. Can you connect easily to the feeling you had during your guided meditation? Can you get a clearer connection to the woman you want to be in your ideal self, in your ideal life? Take a few moments to anchor yourself back in your vision, in your destination. Then, when you think about your ideal life, which room in your home is the most important for your next step of your journey? There are probably several ones, so please just pick one for now. For example, you see yourself in your ideal life writing a book. So your desk or your office might be the most important room. But then maybe again, not necessarily, because you want to write a book about self-care. And the most important room in your home for your own self-care is your bedroom, for example. You get the idea? So please choose one room in your home and then look at your notes. What's the number you gave to that room? What is working well already? What were your sparkling and beautiful and inspired moments in that room? And now imagine that this room is one point higher. Let's imagine you chose your bedroom and you gave this bedroom a 3. One point higher would be a 4. What would need to be different in that room so that it's no longer a 3, but a 4? Because obviously at a 4, the room is not the same as it is now at a 3. Maybe you need to declutter your closet, or you need to get new sheets, or you need to wash your sheets, or you need to repot that sad ficus in the corner, or replace the dead light bulb, or paint the walls. Just write down what would need to happen for this room to be one point higher. Now again, take a moment to imagine. How will you feel differently when you have accomplished this? How will you feel differently when you have accomplished this? Now, choose one action about an hour, not more, that you can do during the weekend or in the coming days that will move the room towards the next level. Preferably an action that will add more clarity, because this is the theme for Module 2, which we're going to start on Monday. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Your assignment is to do one action that'll take about an hour. If you have the time and energy to do more, great. But don't start ripping off all the wallpaper and the flooring and the piping and the electricity in the whole room at once. You take intelligent action step by step, okay? Now, when you get into action, do it as your future self. You don't take just plain action. You need to take inspired action, and your inspiration comes from your vision. You are not simply clearing out a drawer or repotting a plant or painting a wall. You are practicing living in the home that reflects the life you want to live and the woman you want to become. And we all know that practice makes perfect. So the action you're going to take in the room, you are going to do it as if you already were that person you saw in your vision. Because one thing is for sure, even if you have arrived to 100% in your ideal life and in your absolute dream home, there will always be something to do. you will always need to take some sort of action. Even as the most ideal person you can possibly be in the most ideal life and house. It's just how it is. So what you're going to do is you're going to take the action you are taking now in exactly the same spirit and mindset. Okay? Finally, post the actions you take in the group. I always encourage you to share, to mix and to mingle. But this one, even more than the others. Why? Because whatever action you take, it's very likely that it will inspire someone else. And vice versa, the other ladies will have ideas you never thought about. So post your findings in the group. Tell us what you plan to do and why you do it. And have a wonderful week and lots of love. Have lots of fun. And I see you again on Monday for the first lesson of Module 2. Au revoir and bon weekend.